You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Samantha Chambers Skeggs, founder of Ditch the Ladder, a business that helps corporate escapees transition from the corporate world to setting up their own business. Samantha, great to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, hi, Eric. It's a pleasure to be back.
Yeah, pleasure to have you as well. Hope all is well in your neck of the woods. So to kick things off today on today's episode, why is it that a transition from employee to entrepreneur or business owner is as much about personal growth as it is about business and career growth?
Well, there's certainly a lot more emotions at play and at the surface when you're creating your own business as opposed to contributing to someone else's or something else. Through work or employment, you're more likely to be emotionally tied to outcomes, whether they're big or small or good or bad. And the success or otherwise of those outcomes is really a reflection on you as opposed to a reflection on your role or your boss or your own employer. As an employee working in an organization, you have business hours and your focus is about meeting the needs and requirements of your role and developing your career during those business hours. And outside business hours, it's about, you know, achieving your personal goals and objectives. And there really is a clear-cut and simple distinction between that work life and personal life. And the key challenge is about, you know, balancing the two and having work-life balance. However, being your own boss means it can become quite easy for that real clear distinction to become blurry. And it's almost like, you know, your work life and your personal life merge in a way, and it becomes more about work-life integration. And probably the most obvious example of this, setting up an office in, you know, the spare room or working from home. There isn't always that physical and tangible distinction between work time and play time, and it's quite easy for the work time to override the personal time. So you need to consider how you'll manage that integration so you achieve your business outcomes and also have time to live your life as well. And managing that integration may involve creating new routines and even some new rules about time spent with family and friends and doing the things that matter to you personally. And generally, any form of change experience has an emotional impact, and we all react differently and move at different paces when it comes to managing outcomes of change. And leaving a job to be your own business or be your own boss and set up a business, you know, is a huge change. And self-belief is critical when making that change, is really having that self-belief and backing yourself can impact on your success. And dealing with that additional emotional burden and riding through the implications of making a major change in both career and life actually contributed to me writing a book. And initially the process of writing helped me capture my thoughts and reflect on the do's and don'ts and the things I would have liked to have known earlier. So it was a form of therapy in a way to document some of the stressful or tough times. And the book includes both personal and business learnings, which are both equally important.
Why do we need to be paying more attention to millennials, also known as Generation Y, when it comes to supporting the growth of entrepreneurship and innovation?
Millennials or Gen Ys, as they're referred to as well, have all the perfect characteristics for entrepreneurship. So those qualities that are sometimes bandied around about them from more so from other generations, such as arrogance or laziness or impatience, are actually ideal qualities to have. Though I prefer to think of it as confidence instead of arrogance. And that's confidence in abilities, confidence to try new things, and confidence to embrace technology, which are all key for starting a business. And I don't think it's so much about being lazy as such. I think Gen Y are good at asking why. So why is it done this way? Why don't we do it another way? So it's really all about wanting to do things a better way. And ultimately, Gen Ys want to focus on lifestyle, which can be misinterpreted, I think, by some as being lazy. And when it comes to impatience, I don't think there really is an issue sort of having that fast-paced, agile and proactive approach when it comes to career choice and wanting satisfaction and enjoyment about, you know, what you're doing in both your career and life. And I know some listeners might think that entrepreneurship isn't necessarily a generational thing, that it's not just Gen Y, and that a fair, you know, share of baby boomers and Gen Xers have given entrepreneurship a go as well. And certainly many have been, and others currently are really successful in that space. I think the difference is that Gen Y have been blessed with more freedom and choice, and that includes freedom to explore all different types of career options. And that's because access to information, social media, and technology change are making it easier to make career choices. And ultimately, they don't want to step on this corporate ladder and spend years climbing it. They have the know-how and the nous already to step off and be entrepreneurs.
Also, what are some of the skill sets, behaviors, and ways of working that are required once you have escaped your corporate job?
Yeah, there's so many, though. If I was to group them all, they would likely fit under the headings of either planning or performance. It's certainly exciting and enticing to jump in and set up a company and create a website and tell everyone that you're setting up a business, though, you know, you're less likely to get a favorable outcome if you haven't done some planning. And just as it's important when building a house, that a house has foundations in place first, and, you know, cracks can start to appear if those foundations aren't solid from the start. So similarly in business, it's really important to articulate things like your why and your purpose, the vision for your business, understanding your strengths and doing things like formalizing, you know, a business plan. And from a performance perspective, I think one of the key components is really focusing on your discipline. Corporate environments are great for providing that structure. There are policies, there are procedures, there's start and finish times and hierarchies. Now, when you start working for yourself, you know, the structure isn't always quite there, or it's quite loose. And there's no one really to be looking over you. So having that disciplined mindset for how you manage your time, how you manage your finances, how you manage yourself and others is really important. And probably also regarding performance, and it's just as important as sales and marketing activities, is brand and credibility development. A focus on building your brand and your credibility can certainly help to ensure that you can differentiate yourself and rise above your competition. And of course, there's the ability to be across and do many different types of things when starting out. For example, you need to be the sales guru, you need to be the financial controller, you need to be the customer service agent, all at once, you know, at least until you're in a position to engage others to help you out. And it's probably also worth mentioning that you need to pay attention to your mindset. You need to keep it in check because it's important to really manage the days when you're feeling demotivated and leverage the days when you really feel, you know, fearless and driven.
Certainly helpful information in all regards. Today we are joined by Samantha Chambers-Skeggs, founder of Ditch the Ladder, a business that helps corporate escapees transition from the corporate world to setting up their own business here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Samantha, what is the one key behavior that is detrimental to success when making the transition?
I would say giving up too early and not sticking it out when the going gets tough. Sure, there'll be instances where a new business doesn't work out, and when it gets to that point, the obvious signs will be there. The journey isn't an overnight one, and it's always it isn't always, you know, going to be easy. So not firing up your persistence and your resilience and your patience can really result in that desire to take the option of giving up. And it certainly is easier to jump to a new idea or to start seeking out the next, you know, shiny object, so to speak, than it is to keep persevering with something that you have already started, especially once that initial excitement has dipped and the harsh reality of the hard work ahead really hits. There's a quote that I always remember, and I don't recall who actually said it, but it does actually go something along the lines of that the temptation to quit will be greatest just before you're about to succeed. So something that's really important to remember when starting out, I think.
Also, why is having a mentor important when embarking on this journey? I'm sure you have some great information and reasoning in that regard.
Yeah, well, it certainly, you know, sounds grand and exciting and fancy being your own boss, but it also is a tough gig. So surrounding yourself with good people, in particular those that have been there, done that, is a really great way to help you understand, you know, what you need to be aware of in terms of the journey ahead. For me, I've had help from mentors and coaches on my journey and will continue to do so. And I found that a mentor can help keep you accountable. So when you no longer have a boss, it's great to have someone or some people help to keep you on track. And mentors can help with motivation as well. So when you tend to have those dips, which you will do no matter how passionate or determined you are, it's great that to have a mentor to help you out, because they can help really keep those enthusiasm levels high. And it's also critical having someone to talk through those tough decisions or those moments where, you know, you might need to just get some clarity, and the mentor can be great for that. Another thing I've found is that having a mentor with a certain skill or talent can be a good strategic move. You know, we're not all great at everything. So, you know, whether it's someone who can provide sales and marketing guidance if that's not your strength, or tips on how to raise capital, or anything else that might not be a strong point. It certainly helps, and it makes sense to actually get that help rather than try to work it out yourself. And ultimately, you know, having someone that cares or has an interest in your growth and development is important, because they'll take the time and be honest with you and give you any much needed feedback. And certainly having a sounding board is a must if you want to get ahead on your entrepreneur journey.
And of course, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final takeaway or a final tip in these regards? Certainly has been good to have had you back. I think all folks in the corporate world should be prepared or have the mindset for something like this, because they never know of what tomorrow may bring as well.
Yeah, exactly. So ditching that corporate role and leaving that, I guess, perceived comfort of a job, you know, it can be daunting, though it can also be really fulfilling and exciting at the same time. So being able to get that knowledge and guidance to navigate through the transition, you know, it certainly helps to be able to, you know, create your own path in business and really bring your dreams to life.
Samantha, if one wanted to be in touch with you and to get more information, how would they best do that?
Yeah, they can go to my website, which is www.samanthachambers.com.
And quite easy enough. Well, Samantha, thanks for your time once again. I think you're offering a fabulous service, a lot of rave reviews on it, and we look forward to another conversation in the future right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. It's certainly been a pleasure today, and you have a great day too.
And thank you so much. We have been speaking with Samantha Chambers-Skeggs, founder of Ditch the Ladder, a business that helps corporate escapees transition from the corporate world to setting up their own business. And for more information, simply visit SamanthaChambers.com. And an alternate website to review is DitchTheLadder.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.